会我哋见到好多人复兴，喺夏令会我见到有18个人受浸。
I was glad to hear that there's 18 people being well baptized in the summer camp.
我真系见到令我满心快乐。
It's really make my heart rejoice.
最令我感动嘅就系有一个细蚊仔佢话水冻。
What really touched me was one of the children respond that the water was cold.
咁佢浸咗四分三之后就要出翻嚟。
After he submerged himself for 3/4 of the water and he came out, it was too cold for him.
但系佢睇到其他细蚊仔亦都受浸喎。
And also saw the other children, the kids also baptized as well.
佢哋系浸得完完整整嘅喎，浸晒嘅喎。
And they were fully submerged into the water.
咁佢后屘就同佢阿妈讲话，我要再浸过，要浸得好，要浸得好好睇啲。
So he told his mom that I want to redo that again. I want to have a 100% submerged into the water.
嗰个细蚊仔五岁啫。
The kids was only 5 years old.
咁我又另外见到有共党党员受浸。
Also, I also saw comrades from China also baptized.
话系党员系无神共党嘅，佢都要受浸。
He even have to baptize.
另外又见到有一家三口。
I also saw a family of three.
佢哋后来影相嘅时候，佢话我哋受浸得唔得啊？咁。
While he was waiting for take a picture, he requested whether they should baptize as well.
咁其實係影相係影受浸嘅人嘅喎，佢嗰陣時未受浸嘅喎。佢話：佢我有感動啊！影完相之後，我落去受浸得唔得啊？咁樣。
So it was a instant response after taking a picture. He requested to be baptized as a whole family.
咁我哋就話：咁啊，咁啊，影相要加埋你哋啦，要。
Then he said, "Okay, well, then we should take a picture, include you in the picture as well first."
所以睇下咧，嗰張相似啊，我哋會曬咗咧，有18個人喺度受浸。
As you can see from the picture, after being developed, you will see 18 people were baptized.
我哋實在要將所有榮耀重讚歸俾主。
We have to give all the glory to God.
我哋見到有好多人係揦住機會要為神作工。
We have seen people seize every opportunity to serve God.
要揦住機會係將最好。將最好的來到見證主。
They seize every opportunity to give the best to witness for God.
今天我們要跟大家看的就是一個皇帝。
Today I'm going to share with you about a king.
他根本上只是懂得飲酒宴樂。
He only know how to have a party.
聖經裡面所講的所有對他國家的不利的預言，他完全不照顧，完全不看。
He ignored all their prophecy against his own country. He only knows how to worship the idols. That's why God punished him. I want to share with you the main theme. The main theme of today's sharing is one word.
It's
that you have been weighed on the scales and fined. Wanting. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have prepared your words for us. So we can understand the fall of the king Belshazzar. So we can take notice from his fall. So we will not tread the same road as he did. Pray that you open our heart and ears so we can understand. We pray all this in Jesus' name. In the beginning of chapter 5, it started with the king Belshazzar gave a big banquet for 1,000 of his nobles. I want to start with where does he come from, the king of
Belshazzar.
In the book of in chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar, we talk about Nebuchadnezzar, he had the mind of an animal for 70 years. After 70 years, he repented.
之後咧，佢就讚美主。
And then he give glory to God.
佢就話：願呢個讚美、尊敬活到永遠的神。
He said, I would praise the Most High, I honor and glorify Him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion.
第四章34节那里说,
He said, His kingdom endures from generations to generations.
尼布甲撒耳王, 以前是一个很骄傲的皇帝,
Nebuchadnezzar was an arrogant king.
是可以任行其事的,
he does whatever he wants to do.
他喜欢杀谁就杀谁, 要升谁就升谁, 要降谁就降谁。
He does whoever he wants to demote, he demote. Whoever he wants to kill, he killed.
圣经说他心高气傲,
the Bible describes him as arrogant and pride king.
他后来呢,他都要在神的话语当中,
and eventually he submit himself in the power, under the power of God.
但是在第五章开始有第二个王,
and in chapter 5 we start with another king, the king of
Belshazzar.
So where does he come from?
啊, 原来这样啊, 尼布甲利撒尔王呢, 后来死了。
So Nebuchadnezzar died.
尼布甲利撒尔王死了之后呢, 他就说他的国位就被他那个儿子来承继了。
After he died, he passed his kingdom to his son.
耶利米书第52章第31节有讲到这个仔是谁。
In Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 32.
第31节，耶利米书第52章第31节话，犹大王约雅根被掳后37年，巴比伦王以末米罗达，英文嗰个名话佢系evil啊，evil murderer。
In verse chapter 32, verse 31, in the 37th years of the exile of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, in the year of evil Merodian.
有个名好怪，有个名个邪恶，英文译个邪恶啊。咁啊，12年12月之后咧，是犹大王约雅根抬头提他出监，又对他说恩言，使他的位高过与其他就在巴比伦嘅众王嘅位。佢脱了呢个囚服，终身在巴比伦面前食饭。巴比伦王赐佢所用嘅食物，日日赐佢一分，终身系直到佢死嘅日子。
And then he said he released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and freed him from prison. On the 25th day of the 12th month, he spoke kindly to him and gave him a seat of honor higher than those of other kings who were with him in Babylon.
So, 这个王以末米罗达就是尼布甲利撒尔王的儿子。
So this evil Medoratah is the king, is the son of the, his son is Jehoiachin.
你估佢做咗几耐皇帝啊？嗱
，Do you know how long he was? He held his kingdom.
历史话佢做咗两年皇帝啫。
He only held his kingdom for 2 years.
做咗两年皇帝就系俾人散啦，俾国舅散位。 俾个brother-in-law杀咗。
After he was as king for 2 years, he was slain by his brother-in-law.
之后咧，嗰个国土咧就好大乱啦。
After that, the whole his whole kingdom turmoil.
之后国舅唔到几年，又系俾人杀埋。
After a few years, the king was slain again.
到后来又有一个皇帝系做咗皇帝，做咗6个月嘅啫， 又俾人赶走咗。
The other king only lasted for 6 months, and then was chased away by his people.
咁到底结果系边个收拾残局噶啦？
So who cleaned up the mess?
就白沙撒王嗰个嘅爸爸。
So he was the father of Belshazzar.
佢咧就係尼布甲利撒爾王嘅女婿。
He was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以白沙撒王咧就尼布甲利撒爾王嘅外孫。
So that's why Belshazzar is the grandchildren, grandson of the Nebuchadnezzar.
咁當時咧嗰個情況係好特別嘅。
The situation was really special.
白沙撒王個爸爸同佢一齊係共掌皇權，係好似舊時中國同治啊。
So his King Belshazzar was co-reigning with his father.
是两个皇帝一起管一个国家。
It was two kings rule one kingdom.
白沙撒王的爸爸是管军事的，拿着所有兵权。
His King of Belshazzar fathers holds the power of military.
白沙撒王的儿子
And King of Belshazzar is handled administrative duty.
想同大家繼續講背景嘅時候，但以理書第五章第一節開始話佢喺度飲酒。
So those are the background I just share with you, and start with chapter 5, and it start with they were having a party.
咁飲酒嗰陣時候，跟住到後來喺呢個但以理書第五章到最嬲尾，最嬲尾嘅字就當夜加勒底王巴撒巴白沙撒被殺馬代人大利烏。 年62歲娶了加勒底國，點解第五章係咁嘅完咧
？And then at the end, take you to the end of this event here is in the chapter 5 verse 30. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was slain, and Darius the Medes took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
原來但以理書第五章係講呢個巴比倫最後嗰一晚。
So basically, chapter 5, it talks about the last night of the king of Babylon. Then why would it also talk about the soldier of Persian?
那晚马代波斯兵就入来杀了这个皇帝。
At that night, Darius the Medes took over the kingdoms.
从此巴比伦就灭亡了。
At that time, this is the time, the fall of Babylon.
原來呢，我睇過聖經裏邊嘅歷史。
I read about a history beyond the description of the Bible.
白沙沙王啊，拿住兵權。
Belshazzar hold the military power.
嗰陣時候喺呢個巴比倫嘅東部裏邊係好多嘅問題，好多軍事嘅問題。
In the east of Babylon, there's a lot of turmoil.
阿拉伯人作反
，lots of people rebelled.
咁佢去呢個平亂嗰陣時候咧，忽然間發覺另外仲有一個大國喎，馬代波斯即係而家嘅伊朗咧，忽然間崛起喎。
While he was trying to settle the settlement of the place, he discovered that there was a small rebel that was trying to rebel, and that was the Persian, which is the current country of Iran.
就係佢嘅國境嗰個嘅東部嗰度，去到東邊嗰度，忽然間有一個民族興起出嚟。And
in the east side of the Babylon, there was a tribe.
係兩個民族嘅，馬代同埋波斯聯合嘅。It's
two tribes. One is Medes, the other one is Persian.
忽然間興起同佢作對。And
they gang up together to go against him.
咁呢個白沙沙王嘅爸爸就同佢即係諗住即係帶住得勝之兵啊同佢打啦。
And the father of King Belshazzar brought the army to fight with them.
點知居然全軍覆沒?
But unfortunately, the whole army defeat.
個皇帝不知所終喎。And
his father went away.
跟住波斯人呢，攞咗阿拉伯地圖。
That's why the Persian took away the land.
跟住咧，佢個矛頭直指到去呢個巴比倫啊。And
they just continues to point their army to Babylon.
巴比倫即係而家伊拉克啊。Babylon
is the current country of Iraq.
巴比倫嘅城咧就喺而家伊拉克嘅城嗰個首都巴格達城嘅150里向西。Which
is the current capital of Iraq.
但以利書第五章第一節開始嗰陣時候，波斯人已經係將巴比倫城圍咗4年啦。原來
even at the chapter 5, the beginning of chapter 5, Persian has already surrounded the city of Babylon for four and a half years.
但係攻唔入喎。
But they cannot overtake the city.
點解？因為城市係好闊好大。
Because the city wall was wide and long.
個城牆啊，有成40尺闊嘅。
And the wall of the city is about 40 feet wide.
嗰個護衛樓有成30層樓咁高。
The fortress itself has about is about 30 story high.
同埋巴比倫裏邊咧，好多兵啊。
And also inside the city, there were lots of soldiers.
裏邊嘅糧食夠10年嘅。
And the food itself, they have reserved good for 10 years.
所以亦都係由嗰個 River Euphrates 嗰度落咧，由南到由北到南咧，水源係不絕嘅。
And the river flow from Euphrates from north to east is a continuously flow.
所以大軍圍咗四年幾都圍唔到，即係都攻唔入。
That's why they never take siege of this of the city even after 4.5 years.
咁呢個皇帝以為啊，咁可以咧就係即係飲酒作樂啦。
So the king thought that well they can take part have a party and be happy about it.
即係話啊，你明明即係你打我唔到噶啦，我可以以逸待勞，咁啊等你疲倦嗰時候，我咪出兵打你，你咪輸梗咯咁樣。咁喎，佢諗住咁噃。
So his strategy was just don't worry, just sit and wait, and hopefully that they get tired and then they will retreat.
啊，呢個就係佢個戰略。
This is his strategy.
但係咧呢個咧。呢、这個戰略令佢得到一個好可怕嘅後果。
But this strategy led him to a devastating consequence.
因為第五章第30節話，當耶加勒底王伯沙撒就被殺。
And the consequence was that he was killed.
佢嗰個大宴會啊，就喺嗰晚裏邊完咗之後咧，佢個國土就冇咗啦。
His kingdom collapsed after the big banquet.
馬大波斯就忽然間取代咗佢，忽然間殺咗入嚟，咁點殺到入嚟咧
？Medes took over the city。
咁佢點入到嚟咧
？How can he get in？
啊，原來歷史裏邊話佢改咗嗰個河流嘅水道啊，個 River Euphrates 啊，佢忽然間佢揾工程師去啊，你哋有冇人讀工程噶？佢揾工程師去改咗嗰個河流喎，截咗嗰個水喎。
So how does Darius Medes can overtake the city of Babylon because he changed the waterfall of the Euphrates?
結果咧，巴比倫大軍咧就係由嗰個河流嗰度咁冇水啦嘛，就由嗰個乾咗個河嗰度咧，夜晚靜靜入咗去巴比倫。
Because when they stopped the waterfall and that become a dry land, and that's how they get in through the dry land.
咁啊，當佢大宴大食大醉嗰陣時候咧，忽然間敵軍入去。就喺水道嗰度入嘅，原來。
And while they were having a party at that time, the soldier of Medes came in through that.
歷史就話白沙撒王咧就俾人咧斬到變玉泥，斬開唔知幾多嚿，俾巴比倫兵，即係俾呢個波斯兵。
In history, it recorded that the king of Belshazzar was slain and chopped into different pieces.
當夜巴比倫就亡國啦。
At that night, the Babylon would collapse.
跟住波斯兵咧就燒咗巴比倫。
So the soldier of Persian burned the city.
70年前佢哋燒耶路撒冷。
Babylon 70 years ago, they burned Jerusalem.
而家70年後輪到佢自己被燒啦。
And after 70 years, they were burned down.
所以但以理書裏邊去到第五章，你估但以理幾多歲啊？
So do you know? You want to guess how old was Daniel was at the chapter 5?
如果佢係呢個16歲，被人捉咗去巴比倫。
If he were exiled at the age of 16,
聖經就話咧，巴比倫亡咗之後咧，嗰個波斯王咧就開始咧就想放翻嗰啲猶太人翻去本土。
The Bible record that after the fall of Babylon, the king of Persia want to release. All the Jewish exile.
So, Daniel, in Daniel's chapter 5, should be 80 years old.
So my guess was
84 years, 85 years.
So my guess was Daniel's age at that time was about 85.
And Daniel's chapter is quite hard to read.
And also, the book of Daniel was pretty hard to interpret.
Because why? Because its narrative is a little different.
Because there's does not follow chronological sequence.
佢有好多後記。
It has lots of background.
第六章又講但以理去喂獅子啊。
And chapter 6 talk about Daniel was
putting the lion dead. 第七章第八章係講翻喺白沙撒王裏邊，但以理夢到有兩個嘅異象，講翻轉頭嘅。
And also, in chapter 7 and 8 talk about the dream of king of Belshazzar.
巴比倫係一個好大嘅國家。
Babylon is a big country.
Babylon 在創世記第十章裏邊已經係由06 Nimrod 裏已經係建立咗噶啦。創世記。巴比倫喺創世記第十章咧，係由06 Nimrod 創辦建立嘅。
Yeah, in the Revelation chapter 10, it talks about
Genesis
chapter 10, it talks about the establishment of Babylon.
但係巴比倫一向都係一個細嘅國家。
Babylon used to be a small country.
但忽然間去到耶利米嗰個時代。
But in the time of Jeremiah,
忽然間佢成為大國喎，成為超級大國。
It became a superpower.
佢滅咗呢個亞述。滅咗敍利亞。
It destroyed Syria and Syria.
然後係將附近嘅國家冚唪都係剷除曬，連同呢個猶大。
And he destroyed his neighbors' countries, including Judah.
埃及都俾佢搶埋。
Even Egypt.
但係一去到呢個伯沙撒王啫。
When it goes came to a king of Belshazzar,
即係由呢個尼布甲格尼撒爾王去到第五代之後咧，忽然間一晚內就亡國。
And then from the king of Nebuchadnezzar to a king of Belshazzar in the fifth generation, it disappeared suddenly.
大家都聽過呢個故事啦，話佢喺度飲宴嗰陣，忽然間有隻手出現咗出嚟，喺個牆度寫啲文字係冇人識睇嘅。
You also heard the story about while he was having a party with the nobles, and a hand was writing something on the wall in the plaster.
So this king was scared.
So the king was afraid.
He went to all the magicians, went to all the feng shui people to look at it. No one could explain.
So he called out all these enchanters and astrologers to interpret the writing on the wall.
結果又揾翻但以理出嚟，揾翻呢個老人家出嚟啊！
Finally, he summoned Daniel to interpret.
佢又解到喎。
And Daniel can interpret the writing on the wall.
佢話你弊咯，佢話。
So Daniel said, "Oh."
呢啲字咧係對皇帝大大不利啊。
He said, "This is a warning to you."
呢個解釋就話神已經數算你國嘅年歲係今晚你就去完啦。
It said that you have been weighed on the scale and found wanting.
神話啲日子到啦。
Your days have number.
神稱咗喺呢個天平裏邊稱到你嘅虧欠啊。
You have been weighed on the scale and found wanting.
你嘅國土會分裂，會俾馬代波斯今晚就攞咗。
And your kingdom is divided and given to Medes and Persians.
聖經就跟住之後就係嗰晚，馬代波斯就忽然間殺咗入嚟，取代咗呢個國家。
And that very night, the kingdom gone.
我今日要同大家講嘅就係點解佢係呢個天平當中稱出個虧欠出嚟咧？佢有咩虧欠嘅事咧
？So I want to share with you about what does it mean by find wanting in the weight scale.
哦，佢虧欠就大咯。
Oh, he has lots of he make lots of mistakes.
條條都死罪啊，所謂嚇。
Every mistake he make deserve the death penalty.
請大家同我喺度留心。
I want you to pay attention.
但係你書第五章第一節。
Pay attention on the chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
1,000 个大臣摆设筵席，一千个人对饮。
The banquet was for 1,000 of his nobles.
你大家唔好忘记啊，外出已经有敌军围咗个四年几噶啦。
Please remember at that during that time of the banquet, they were surrounded by Persian soldier for 4.5 years already.
佢爸爸。已經係失蹤咗成兩年啦。
His dad was disappeared for 2.5 years already.
唔係，對唔住，失蹤四年幾，失蹤四年幾，佢爸爸。
He was disappeared for 4 years.
佢一啲都冇關心喎。
And he didn't care about that.
咁啊，同志啦，咪冇爸爸咪我咪管曬咯，咁幾好係嘛
？So he figured that that's good because now he can have military power as well.
但係佢冇諗到另外仲有一樣喎，就係佢個國家裏邊咧。而家研究過佢國家裏邊喺呢個四年裏邊咧，物價漲咗五倍。
And he did not worry about this inflation happened in those 4.5 years. The inflation rate was 500%.
雖然巴比倫仲係有好多糧食啊。
Even though Babylon has lots of food,
但係佢哋呢班驕傲嘅人已經係要面對現實啊，因為有大軍壓境。
And they eventually they have to face the consequence. 喺
咁嘅情況之下，佢仲揾一千個大臣嚟到飲酒喎。
And the, at that time, they still have a banquet for 1,000 nobles.
佢一啲都冇諗到要為國家嚟到難過。
He never thought about how to fix up his own country.
呢個就第一個，呢個就第一條罪啦。
And that's the first guilty as charge.
懶啊。
Lazy.
嗱咁啦，一個人懶惰咁啊，有咩後果啦？
You know what's the consequence of people getting lazy?
或者大家睇下耶利米書第48章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 48.
耶利米書第48章第十節。
48:10.
懶惰為耶和華行事嘅必受咒詛，禁止刀劍不見血嘅必受咒詛喎。
It said a curse on him who is lax in doing God the Lord's work, a curse on him who keeps his soul from bloodshed.
係咩意思啊？即係話。聖經就係我哋嘅刀劍啊！聖經就神嘅話語就係我哋嘅劍。我哋如果有神嘅話語，我哋唔出去傳福音嘅話，嗱，我哋懶惰坐喺度唔中意，坐喺度係唔中意喐，係我因此係行政啊嘛，咁樣啊，呢啲人小心啊！呢啲人係懶惰為耶和華行事啊，必受咒詛嘅。
So it's my interpretation. This one is that God's word is like a double-edged sword. Once we have the God's word, we should share the gospel with others.
你明福音，你唔出去傳得啦。
We have the gospel. We have a command from the law already.
你有寶劍，你唔驚血喎。
And you have a sword, you don't use it.
正話你必受咒詛啊。
And that would be a curse.
呢個皇帝點解佢受咒詛咧
？This king, why he was cursed?
我哋今日仲睇第二個原因。
And the second.
除咗懶惰之外。我哋睇第二節啊，伯沙撒王飲酒之間，吩咐人將他的父親或者係祖父尼布格尼撒從耶路撒冷殿中所搶翻嚟嘅金器同銀器拿來，王與大臣妃嫔好用呢個器具嚟飲酒，佢攞聖殿嘅金器嚟飲酒喎。
So in verse 2 he said, while Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave order to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem.
仲話第四節啊，他們飲酒讚美金銀銅鐵木石所做的神，佢攞聖殿嘅杯嚟到飲酒，嚟到一路飲酒，一路讚美假神。
He was also in verse 4. He said, as they drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver and bronze and iron and wood and stone.
喺天平裏邊稱出嘅虧欠，你知唔知稱到咩出嚟啊？除了懶惰之外
，so in the wait while he was waiting on the scale, that is one more thing that was it was that he used the sacred things from the temple in Jerusalem.
係褻瀆神靈啊
！Used the sacred things to drink,
是拜偶像啊
to drink, and while he was using that those silver and gold goblet from temple of Jerusalem, he praised gods of silver at the same time.
另外咧，請大家再睇啦。我留心第三節佢做咩事啊？唔係，留心第二節尾。
Also, watch about the second half of the verse 2.
王與大臣、皇后、妃嫔一齊嚟到飲喎。
The king and the nobles and his wife and concubine may drink from them as well.
咁好明顯呢個伯沙撒王係好色之徒啦。
So I can tell that this king is also like to womanize.
Womanizer.
嗱，
你睇見佢又有皇后。如果你喺英文聖經係眾數嘅，又有好多妃嫔。
In here he has not one wife but wives, numerous wives.
揾埋大臣喎。
And the nobles.
啊，舊時嘅社會咧。
In the old society.
如果有呢個國家嘅大宴咧，多數女人係唔出面嘅，尤其是係皇后同埋妃嫔。
Usually in the old society, in a big banquet like that, the queen and the concubine won't show up in that type of banquet.
多數係皇后係自己咧開一個宴會，招待妃嫔同埋大臣嘅妻子，自己另外喺個後宮嗰度咧開圍，即係開好多圍大酒嘅，唔會同嗰啲大臣一齊飲嘅。
They usually the queen, the queens, the king's wife usually have their own separate parties to treat. The wives of nobles and concubines.
但而家唔係喎，呢個皇帝同啲人係群飲喎。
But this time is different. This king has a party of all together.
咁啊，到底佢系咪饮到醉咗嗰阵时候，忽然间就话叫人攞圣殿嘅杯嚟到，即系等佢再继续饮咧？咁我唔知啊，但系总之佢系攞圣殿嘅杯嚟到饮，嚟到祭神。
I wasn't quite sure whether in the midst of his party he requests to bring the silver and gold platform from the Temple of Jerusalem or in the beginning of the party.
So the
third curse was he likes womanize.
大家睇见啦，一个好色嘅人咧，多数系贪心，多数系咧系中意呢个宴乐；一个好色嘅人咧，多数系拜埋邪神嘅。
Usually, that's a very general correlation of people who like womanize, as that they usually have the attitude of greedy and have an attitude of
idol worship. 一个好色人，常常系会拜埋邪神。
They also come with the attitude of like to worship the idols.
你见好多香港嘅富豪咧，中意饮酒，有好多咧，亦都系拜埋邪神。
So you see some of the people in Hong Kong, they like to have party, and they also like to ask people to ask fortune teller as well.
但系佢最大嘅罪咧，似乎系佢无知啊，唔想睇神嘅话语。Among
all the sins, the biggest one was that he was ignorant. He does not want to study the words of God.
巴比伦最强盛嗰阵时候咧，已经有人系话过巴比伦会灭亡。
Even those in the strongest time of Babylon time, people already prophesied that will be a fall of Babylon.
奇怪就係巴比倫未興起成為大國之前，已經有人係話過佢會滅亡喎。Even
before the rise of Babylon, people has already predicted that that will be a fall of Babylon.
以賽亞書13章。
In Isaiah 13.
我睇以賽亞書13章。 當時以賽亞書寫嗰陣時候咧，巴比倫仲未興起。At
the time of the of writing the book of Isaiah, Babylon wasn't a country yet.
巴比倫仲係一個好細嘅國家。Babylon
was just a small country.
但以賽亞已經知佢將來會成為一個大國。But
Isaiah knew that Babylon would become a big country.
巴比倫興起成為大國咧，以賽亞之後咧，起碼有成百多年之後先至發生。
And the rising of Babylon was after 100 years of the book of Isaiah.
但以賽亞書13章裏邊居然寫出對巴比倫嘅預言。
And in the chapter 13 talk about oracles concerning Babylon.
第13章第20節請大家睇。
Verse 20.
其中係永無人煙，世世代代無人居住嘅。
Babylon would never be inhabited.
阿拉伯人啊， 亦都唔會喺裏邊啊，支搭呢個帳棚啊，牧人亦都唔會在羊群裏邊躺在那裏。
Or live in through all generations, no Arabs would pitch his tent there.
只有曠野嘅走獸卧在那裏，咆哮嘅獸滿了房屋，鴕鳥住在那裏。
And no shepherds will rest his flocks there, but desert creatures will lie there, jackals will fill her houses.
野山羊同埋豺狼啊，喺度跳舞喎。
There the old will drill, and there the wild goats will leap about.
豺狼喺宫中敲叫，野狗必在佢华美宫内里边嚟到敲叫。巴比伦受罚的时候临近，佢日子必不长久。Heinous
will haul in their stronghold, jackals in her luxurious
palace. 整个以赛亚书13章里边就话巴比伦嗰个嘅骄傲，因为佢嗰个军力强盛，所以佢骄傲，所以神要罚佢。 忽然間有一日咧，佢個宮殿會成為咁，永遠唔會有人居住。
So in here it talks about that the mighty strength of Babylon, and because of their mighty strength, they were proud and arrogant, and it talks about to prophesy the fall of the Babylon.
白沙沙王啊, 不知道有这么预言啊。
And the king of Belshazzar did not realize that oracle exists.
大家看到吗? 巴比伦未兴起的时候已经有这样的预言讲他。
You see that even before the rise of Babylon, he's already prophesied against Babylon.
你看不看圣经是神的默示啊? 看不看圣经是神的话语啊? 知不知道啊?
Now you can see this is the Bible is God's word. It prophesied and fulfilled.
世界有哪个书籍可以有这样的预言呢?
Which books in the world can prophesy?
巴比伦后来大到等于现在纽约城市那么大的。
At that time, you compare the size of Babylon. At that time, to now is New York. Is that like the city of New York or London? Can you say that now, what would you imagine that you prophesy that the city of London?
如果你忽然说香港会永远没有人敢居住,
and people say, you know, in Hong Kong or London, there will be no inhabitants there.
如果是乾隆王的时候, 乾隆王忽然说香港会成为一个大城市，但后来会没有人居住的，你信不信呢？
Yeah, you know, do you know, at that time before Hong Kong was conquered by the British, and the king in China predicted that Hong Kong will rise and then will fall. Won't you think you would believe that?
这个就是以赛亚的预言啊。
And this is similar to the prophecy of Isaiah.
现在巴比伦是成为了一个废墟。
Now Babylon is becomes.
伊拉克的首都巴达城咧，喺佢150里嘅东南以外。
So Babylon is in the city main capital of Iraq.
真系到而家系冇人可以再重建巴比伦。
And no one can rebuild the city of Babylon.
啊，咁啊，如果你话可以推翻圣经嘅默示嘅，你重建巴比伦咧？
So if you want to overthrow the prophecy of the Bible, you can rebuild the Babylon.
现在甚至乎考古学家去那里看，都是夜晚不敢进去的。
Even these archaeologists, they try to discover something in that city, they were afraid to go in there at night time.
因为里面是这个野兽和蛇是很多的。
They were afraid of going there at night time because there were lots of wild animals and snake there.
以赛亚书14章里边亦都有提到巴比伦。
Also in Isaiah chapter 14 talk about Babylon.
话犹太人系可以翻翻去自己嘅本处里边居住，但系巴比伦话系会被神罚啊。
It also talk about that Jewish people will go back to their own land, and Babylon would be punished.
话巴比伦系喺呢个第三节里边话，同埋第四节里边话巴比伦系点啊？欺压人啊，所以神要罚佢。
In there, talk about taunt against the king of Babylon because they were cruel to people.
以赛亚书第21章里边亦都有提及对巴比伦嘅预言。
Also in Isaiah chapter 21, talk about also prophesy against the Babylon.
佢话巴比伦啊，点解要咁样？原来巴比伦系因为拜偶像嘅缘故啊。
Why Babylon faced this type of consequence? Because they worship the idol.
所以话守望者就话佢哋要被罚啊。
That's why those prophets at the time prophesied that they would be punished.
同埋话巴比伦嗰个嘅结局咧，系忽然间临到嘅喎。以赛亚书讲。
And also he talks about the.
佢哋旋风咁忽然间猛然临到。
He also talk about the faith of Babylon. It's come so sudden, just like whirlwind come suddenly.
以赛亚书47章里边继续讲呢个对巴比伦。
Also he talks about in Isaiah chapter 47. Talk about the fall of Babylon.
第47章的预言呢，就讲巴比伦嘅狂傲自大。
In chapter 47, the main theme of this.
尤其是第八节，大家留心。Talk about the
arrogance of Babylon.
专去喜爱呢个宴乐，安然居住嘅。
And they love party.
你哋要小心啊。You
have to be careful.
你哋唔知道除我以外再没有别的神咩？
And in there it said, God said, I am there. There's none besides me.
第十节你问你素来系倚仗自己嘅恶行啊，以为冇人见到喎。And
verse 10 he said, you have trusted in your wickedness, you and have said, no one see me.
你嘅智慧，你嘅聪明，使你偏斜。
And he said, the wisdom and knowledge mislead you.
并且你心里话，除我以外，再没有别的。
And when you say to yourself, I am, and there's none besides me.
哇，原来讲到巴比伦啊，系中意拜偶像啊，中意喺呢个，中意用符咒哦。第十二节里边话。
And also they like to worship idol and like to use a magic
spell. 第十二节话，站起来吧，用你从幼年劳神施行嘅符咒同你许多嘅邪术，或者可以得益处。即系呢个系用。讽刺说话同佢讲，原来嗰班人自细已经系拜邪神，自细已经中意玩符嘅。
And in verse 12, we talked about their background that when they were childhood, they always like to play sorceries and magic spells.
到后来第四十七节话，冇人救你。
And verse
第十五节话，
and verse 15,
第四十七章十五节话，冇人可以救到你。
And verse 15 is
冇人能救你。
It talks about that no one can save them.
啲預言點可以咁準㗎？我問問大家。
So this all this will fulfill。
以賽亞講嗰陣時候，巴比倫都未成為大國喎。
When Israel, when Isaiah predicted this, the fall of Babylon, the Babylon is only a small country at that time.
伯沙撒王一啲都唔睇。
The king of Belshazzar never read that prophecy.
所以我可以話佢最大嗰個嘅錯失咧，係無知。
So the biggest fall of his of him is ignorance.
係佢藐視聖經啊。
He ignored the writing, the warning of the Bible.
佢睇唔到原來佢嗰個國運已經一早喺聖經裏邊，你講得咁清楚。
He did not realize that the fate of his country has already written in the book.
嗱咁啦，你唔睇以賽亞書咧，係咁，咁你不如睇耶利米書啦嚇。耶利米書第五十章亦都有講過。
Well, this also talk about in Jeremiah chapter 50.
耶利米書五十章同埋五十一章亦都係有提過啦。呢個近似嘅呢個，因為耶利米咧係呢個同但以利嗰個時候咧係好相似，係好相同。
So if the king ignore the book of Isaiah, he can also read the book of Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah is very, when it was written, a very close time with Daniel.
耶利米係影響青年嘅但以利。
Jeremiah is a mentor of Daniel。
所以呢個白沙撒王喺度但以利書第五章嗰陣時候嘅話咧，耶利米書應該係現世咧，起碼有五十年，佢唔睇。
So, at that time, the book of Jeremiah was already written for about 50 years now. In the period of King Belshazzar。
你哋自己翻去睇下啦。第五十章同埋第五十一章里边讲到巴比伦嗰个嘅处罚。
So you can also read that at your own time about the punishment of Babylon in chapter 50 and 51 of Jeremiah.
里边最紧要就话巴比伦拜偶像，所以神要罚佢。
In there, the key concept was that they were Babylon was worshiping idols at that time. That's why God punished them.
同埋最后尾系讲到话巴比伦嗰个灭亡系忽然间嚟嘅。
And it talks about the fall of Babylon was a sudden.
此后我会同大家睇下。
And then I will share with you later.
启示录里边所讲嗰个巴比伦嗰个复兴，到底系同呢个巴比伦有冇关系？
Later I will share with you about the saying about in Revelation talk about the rising of Babylon and how does it relate to the fall of Babylon in Isaiah.
此后我会同大家继续嚟到。入心研究耶利米書第五十章同埋第五十一章，講到關於巴比倫。
When I have time, I will share with you in more depth about this the chapter 50 of Jeremiah and 51.
神罰佢係已經一早已經講咗。
God has already foretold that He will punish Babylon.
話佢會成為亡物，話佢係會俾人搶殺。
They talk about that they will be lured by others.
第五十一章裏邊講得好清楚話，毀滅佢好似旋風咁嚟到攻擊佢。
In chapter 51 of Jeremiah, it talks about that the fall of Babylon just like whirlwind, all of a sudden it just overtake them.
呢個白沙撒王啊，睇都唔睇啊，理都唔理。
The king of Belshazzar just absolutely ignored.
今日我相信今日好多人做基督徒都係咁樣嘅，唔睇聖經㗎。
I can draw some parallel to today's Christian that we don't read the Bible.
咁啊，曾經就有人就即係唔係呢度係好似國語報文啊，咁啊咁如果唔識字嗰啲點得救啊？咁樣啊？咁我哋咁中意睇聖經咁，咁如果唔識字嗰啲人，咁可唔可以得救咧？咁
？So I want to share with you. There's one brother in the Mandarin, a Mandarin-speaking brother. He asked a question. You know, you talk about we should read the Bible, but what about those people? They are illiterate. They cannot read. What happened?
我就話識字嗰啲唔睇聖經都唔得救啦。
I said that even those illiterate.If you don't read the Bible, you won't get you won't be saved.
大家唔好忘記啊！識字嘅係二十世紀同廿一世紀啲人先係可以漸漸脱離文盲嘅啫。舊時好多人都唔識字噶。
Well, just literate. It just start about century 20 and 21st. The time before that, there were lots of people. They were illiterate.
西方社會啊，去到十九世紀中葉啊，都仲係九成嘅人係唔識字嘅。
Even in the in the Western world, in 19th century, 90% of people were illiterate.
咁嗰啲人點睇聖經啊？點明聖經啊
？So how would they understand and read the Bible？
啊，咁啦，所以我哋中意咧唱翻舊時古舊嘅聖詩啦。
And that's why they use the old hymn to encourage them.
記唔記得舊時嗰聖詩啊？即係一百年前寫嗰聖詩咧，六七節嘅係咪？我哋將佢收縮咗兩三字啦，係咪嚴唱啦？係咪？點解六七字咁多啦？就舊時啲人唔識字啊，等佢唱出神嘅話語出嚟，等佢能夠入心入腦啊。
And that's why in the old hymn about 100 years ago, and used to be a very lots of verses, seven verses in each of the hymn, they condensed that to three or four, such that they make people easy to sing out the words of God in the head.
所以舊時啲人係用各樣嘅智慧將神嘅話語藏在個心裏邊，就算唔識字佢都可以啊。
So that's why at that time the people used a different kind of wisdom and techniques to encourage people to store God's word into their heart using the hymns.
呢個白沙撒王唔係唔識字啊，但佢唔識睇耶和華嘅字啫嚇。
This king of Belshazzar, he is not illiterate. He just lazy to read God's word.
仲講噃，冇人識睇喎，連佢啲節字都唔識睇喎。
There were nobody read the words of God.
嗱，咁啊，呢度咧就係但以理書常講嘅，就話有個皇帝發咗個夢，有個皇帝見嘅異象，咁啊好驚問人啊，冇人識噶嚇。咁結果係問但以理解到嘅喎。
And in the book of Daniel, always talk about Daniel mentioned about.The kings had dream, and no one knows how to interpret except him.
大家睇到嘛？尼布加利撒耳王夢咗一次，唔識解。
You can see that the king of Nebuchadnezzar had one dream, and no one can interpret that.
掟三個人落個火窯裏邊，嗰三個人冇事又出翻嚟。
And the three of Daniel's friends went to the
furnace. 到後尾個心裏邊仲係驕傲啊！
They took his friends into the furnace, and after that, his heart is still arrogant.
結果到晚年嗰時候，就神罰佢，等佢有一個好怪嘅精神病，以為自己變咗牛，變七年牛啊。
And Nebuchadnezzar, at his later age of his kingdom, God gave him some sort of mental disorder.
原來係有咁嘅精神病㗎，原來係有即係一種好罕有精神病，一個人以為自己係動物。
He got the mind of an animal. It was a weird mental disorder at that time.
佢就係夢中個夢嗰陣時候，又問但以理，又係唔識，又係冇人識解嘅嚇。
And he also asked Daniel about the dream, and no one can interpret.
咁咪諗下，如果啊嗰啲哲士個嗰啲風水佬個唔識解嘅，點解仲係要問佢啊？點解仲要睇佢啊
？So just wondering why, you know, there were so many dreams those enchanter and astrologer cannot interpret. Why the king still asking them?
尼布加撒耳王後來過咗七年之後，有翻自己嘅王權嗰陣時候咧，佢就醒悟。佢開始就話：呢位神係永遠嘅真神。
After his suffering of 7 years in the wilderness, Nebuchadnezzar start to realize, and he came to sanity, and he start praising God.
但係佢仲有一樣嘢冇做嘅喎。
But there was one last thing he did not do.
就冇佢喺國家裏邊冇禁止人拜邪神啊。
He did not stop the people to worship the idol.
佢話佢拜真神啫嘛，你哋拜邪神都可以噶，繼續拜啦咁。
he only stated that he will worship the Most High, but he did not stop people to worship
idols.
And he still hired those enchanter and astrologer. It's just similar to a certain type of Christians today. When you went to the house, you will see that they set up this feng shui in the house. The way they set up the window, is this round or something, just like they say, the shape of a knife. So they were scared of so many things. Even the edge of the table, the position of the edge of the table, they were worried about as well. So I challenge them, do you really believe the Bible? Dear brothers and sisters, we should not follow the footsteps of Nebuchadnezzar.
Even though
Nebuchadnezzar used his mouth to praise God, he used his mouth to praise God, but he never put that into action to stop people
either.
Those who pursue the idols, at the end, he will get nothing.
還有這個白沙沙王呢,那你說遠處不看呢,近處,他外公呢,他外公見到什麼,他外公那個夢?
You know, he never
read. 但你說第二章?
In the Jeremiah chapter 2, it also talks about his grandfather.
Daniel. Huh?
Daniel chapter 2, it talks about his grandfather.
他外公夢到的夢是怎樣,頭是金頭,是代表這個巴比倫呢? 個胸是怎樣,個胸是這個銀胸,是表示馬代波斯會取替他。
Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't read the Bible in the book of Isaiah or Jeremiah, but in the book of Daniel, his grandfather dream also predict that already in chapter 2.
他外公就問過但以利,而但以利未死,但以利還在的。那時候但以利青年,現在但以利變老人家,他還問他。他都不理。
Well, Daniel has all the background of the dream interpretation at that time, but he still didn't consult Daniel when he's, but he consult other people.
So
there was one more sin. He does not consult people that who love God. He loves only use those people who like to agree with them. This is a foolish king. Maybe Daniel is old. Maybe he was 85. But before he was young and vibrant. The king never used him. Just want to ask you, what position he held at that time? At that time, his grandfather put him as a second position in Babylon. And now his grandson become king. I wonder what was Daniel retired? At that time? He was 85 something. I guess he wasn't retired because chapter 7 and chapter 8 talks about the work of Daniel.
第八章第27节, 於是我但以利昏迷不醒病了數日,就sick leave了,後來起來辦理王的事務。And
then in there it talks about that Daniel woke up and do God's word.
即係第七章同第八章嘅事咧，係第五章之前發生嘅，大家要識睇嘛。
So the events happened in chapter 7 and 8 is before the events of chapter 5 of Daniel.
即係咁啦，表示咧個皇帝咧新嘅皇帝上任啊點樣咧，將佢貶為一個閒官嚇。咁唔知係咪所謂上咗神台又唔知啦。總之即係咁樣啦。我相信佢丞相嘅位就冇得佢做啦。咁啊做咩又唔知啦咁啊。
So my guess was that Daniel in the king of Belshazzar, he was probably demoted as a regular officer. And even though when he was sick for a few days, and the king did not know that he was back to his duty or not. It's nice to have this kind of boss.
到時一張醫生紙就搞掂啦，咁可能醫生紙都唔知啦，你有冇翻工佢都唔知噶，啊呢啲老闆叻噶，呢啲老闆。快啲揾啊！呢啲老闆。
You should find a boss like that that they don't care about the employee.
我第一次出嚟讀書，我第一次出嚟做暑假工嘅時候就遇到一個咁樣嘅温君老闆。
I remember I had a similar experience when I was got my first job in the summer job. I had this type of boss.
咁嗰陣時我喺 Banff Spring Hotel 嗰度做。
I was working in the Banff Spring Hotel.
咁啊，即係嗰個部門請好多人㗎。
At that time, the department hired lots of people.
咁啊，即係成日又係要呢個翻工，嗰個放假咁樣啦。咁啊，有個鬼仔幾日都唔翻工。
And there was lots of shift work, lots of work, people in and out. And one of my co-worker did not show up.
咁啊，到後屘佢就良心發現話咁啦，我同我老闆講咧，即係話辭工啦嚇咁。
So finally, he felt guilty about that because he did not show up for a long time. So he approached his boss to say, "I'm going to resign."
原來我老闆唔知佢幾日冇翻工喎。
And his boss did not realize he did not show up for a few days.
啊，見到你真係好啦，嗱，啱啦，你做邊個 shift work 咧？咁講。
And he, when he saw him, he said, "Good, you know, I'm going to assign you to this type of shift work."
啊，原來有咁嘅老闆㗎，你翻唔翻工都唔知㗎，真係啊。
Oh, that's real. That you have such a people.
啊，咁啊，但係以利忠心，一醒咗之後點樣咧？喺度辦你王嘅事。
And Daniel was faithful that.Once he recovered from his illness, he went back to start his duty.
第七章、第八章，但以利書就講話馬代波斯會取替呢個巴比倫。
In chapter 7 and 8, they talk about that Persian, king of Persian will overtake Babylon.
我可以話呢個皇帝啊，以前嘅異象佢又唔睇，而家異象更加唔理。
So this king here ignored the past visions. Even now, this current visions, just in shown in chapter 2, he just ignored that too.
驕傲.
He was arrogant.
奢侈.
He was arrogant.
淫蕩.
He was arrogant, womanized, and luxurious lifestyle. And also, he ignored God's...
爸爸去邊度亦都唔知道，不孝。
And he also do not respect the parents as well.
正係不忠不義不孝呢啲人啊，咁啊點樣咧？抵死啦所謂。
So he was unfaithful, disobedient, and no respect to his dad. This person deserved to die.
到後來你知唔知嗰、那個佢個爸爸點收場啦
？Do you know at the end what happened to his dad that would disappear for 4 years?
歷史講嘅喎。
It was written in the history.
話巴比倫淪陷咗之後
，After the fall of Babylon，
一個禮拜內佢喺呢個即係混亂當中入翻去巴比倫裏邊，想揾翻自己個仔。
After the collapse of Babylon, he went back to Babylon to look for his son.
發覺白沙撒王已經俾人斬咗唔知幾百碌噶嚇。
And he realized that his son was chopped to so many pieces.
咁嗰陣時候咧？見到皇宮已經開始被火燒啦。
And he realized that the palace was burned down already.
正當佢係唔知點做嗰陣，忽然間有人認到佢。
While he was wondering, and people recognized him.
結果咧就俾馬代波斯人捉咗。
Then he was arrested by Medes and Persians.
咁啊，呢個大利烏咧冇殺佢。
And Darius did not kill him.
將佢拎咗去嗰個皇帝嗰度。
It took him to the king.
個皇帝將佢放逐
，the king exile him，
一生放逐
，exile him for life。
巴比倫就係燒咗之後咧，永遠不再被建立。
After the burn down of city of Babylon, it never re-established。
親愛弟兄姊妹啊
dear brothers and sisters.
一個人係以為可以自己隻手遮天，得到係咩結局啊？
And sometimes people think that they can do whatever they want, no one see it.
佢以為佢自己最快樂嗰陣時候，其實就受苦災難忽然間會到。
During the time of the thing, he was having a good time, and the disaster come suddenly.
帖撒羅尼迦前書第五章第一節同埋第二節。
In the First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
弟兄們啊，論到這時候日期，不用寫信給你們，因為你們自己曉得主的日子來到，好似係賊一樣。第三節，人正算是平安穩妥的時候，災禍忽然間臨到他們，如同難產臨到胎懷胎的婦人一樣，他們絕不能夠逃免。弟兄們啊，你們卻不在黑暗裡，叫日子臨到你們像賊一般，你們是光明之子，是白晝之子，我們不屬黑暗的，也不屬幽暗的。所以我們要不像是睡覺，像別人一樣，總要是警醒緊守。親愛弟兄姊妹啊，巴比倫的淪陷，巴比倫的忽然滅亡，是他們不懂得警醒緊守，是他們是喜歡玩，喜歡錢，喜歡車，喜歡奢侈，日落，不看神的話語。
So the fall of Babylon was that they were not alert, they will have no self-control, and they don't read the words of the Bible, and they just love to party and live a luxurious life and idolizing things.
我哋可以睇下但以利嗰個嘅人格喺但以利書第五章，我哋睇翻。
We can also look at the characters of Daniel and in the chapter 5.
聖經話嗰個皇帝驚到咧，見到個手咧驚到咧不知所措。
And in chapter 5, it talks about when the king saw the writing on the wall, his face turned pale.
到而家咧英文，而家到而家英文有句嘅。話你見唔見到呢個手指裏邊寫喺牆裏邊嘅字啊？而家英文有句咁嘅術語嘅喎。
And also, right now, English has a phrase to say that do you see the writing on the wall?
表示咩啊？表示你知唔知道呢個結局啊？就快嚟，審判即刻嚟，見唔見到
？What do you mean by that? Is the consequence is coming.
多數係同啲失敗政客講嘅，多數。
It's also this phrase always referred to the falling of a politicians.
或者係啲失敗嘅公司講嘅
嚇。Or the fallings of a company.
或者失敗嘅軍隊講嘅。
Or the falling of the soldiers.
一早已經有先兆啦，你唔睇啫嘛。
What he meant by that is already predict to you already. He just did not take notice.
佢結果咧冇人解到，又要揾但以理嚟到解啦。
And at that time, no one can interpret the writing on the wall except Daniel.
咁佢呢個皇帝話明啦，啊點樣咧？如果解到嘅話咧，我就會俾你身穿呢個紫袍、戴金鏈，同埋國家為第三。第三其實就即係等於第二噶啦嚇，因為第一冇咗啊，第一。
So the king say that whoever can interpret the writing on the wall, it means he will clothe him with purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will make him the third highest ruler in the kingdom. The third highest is just like the second highest because the first one is already gone.
但以利點同佢講？
And that's the reply of the Daniel.
第五章十七節，但以利話：你嘅獎品可以歸你自己啦，你想佔咪歸俾別人咯。
And Daniel said, "Well, you can keep those gifts and give it to others."
啊，陳生啊，如果我舉個例，如果崇祯皇帝啊，今日封你做丞相，明朝啊，嗰個崇祯皇帝，即係喺梅山自盡嗰個啊，你做唔做啊？佢係點啊？流寇打到入嚟城市嗰陣時候，北京城喺度震，即係驚緊嗰陣時候，走緊路嗰陣時候，佢話：我封你做丞相啊，你做唔做啊？
So you just like give you an example, let's say in the Ming Dynasty period, that the king want to reward you to be a great official. Would you like to take that position? At that time, we know the Qing Dynasty is coming.
或者鐵達尼沉緊船嗰陣，個船長話：而家封你做船主啦，而家封你做 captain 啦，你點樣啊？
Just like when the boat is sinking and they try to promote you as a captain, what do you think?
但以利話：你唔好揾我啦，你呢啲獎品你俾第二個啦。
So Daniel said, you know, don't bother to give those gifts to me. You give it to someone else.
但是你说, 我解释这三个字出来,
I will interpret those writing on the wall.
这三个字是有原因的,
and this words has meaning.
Many tackled in Paris.
Many tackled in Paris person.
三个字呢,那个解释就是什么? Many就其实就是跟钱有关。
Many, the word is related to money.
是说钱和什么? 你数算我钱的意思就是这样,神已经数算你,好像数钱那样数,你的罪恶神在数着现在。
Just like God is numbering his inequity, just like counting the money.
Tackle是什么? 神称你斤两。
Tackle means weighing you on the scales.
趁你好和坏,发觉全部是衰的,没有一样东西好的。
To measure the good deeds and the bad deeds. And each, all the deeds you did were bad.
Yeah, Paris是什么? Paris就是说你的国土要分开。
Paris means the kingdom will be divided.
你国土会分了两边。
The kingdom will be divided.
为什么呢? 原因就是当时马代波斯是一个联盟来的。
At that time, Medes and Persians were allies.
所以马代波斯就是这样一晚就杀进去。
That's why through their alliance strength, they can take over Babylon in one night.
真的弟兄姊妹, 一个人如果是亵渎神的话,
Brother and sister, if you blasphemer God,
有几样东西你要看, 第一样你要看那个墙里面所说的警告, 第二你看那个皇帝啊,
The first thing you should take note is the writing on the wall and the ending of the king.
最后想跟大家讲的,
and the last thing I want to share with you is the consequence of the king.
巴比伦的灭亡其实是尼布甲利撒尔王自己特别讲的。
The falling of the Babylon Let's look at
chapter 3, verse 19. 现在我降旨无论何方何国何族的人如果是毁谤撒德拉米撒阿伯尼哥的神必被凌迟他房屋必被成为粪堆啊。
And at that time the king of Belshazzar did not read the decree written by his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar saw Daniel's three friends did not get burned or killed in the blazing furnace, he issued a decree saying that people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubbles.
凡是有人褻瀆耶和華的真神的尼布甲利撒爾王說他得到什麼後果啊?
So Nebuchadnezzar
斬了很多六塊啊 另外,家變為這個糞堆。
Nebuchadnezzar issued a decree that if anyone blasphemed God, and they will be cut into pieces, and the house will turn into a pile of rubble.
他估不到有一天,他的外孫和他的國度會得到這樣的命運。
And he did not even imagine that one day his grandson was the one to take this type of consequence.
他就這樣拿聖殿的金杯來狂飲,和向
And his grandson was using the sacred silverware from the temple of Jerusalem and have a party, and then while they were drinking, they worshiped the idols. And that night he was slain.
房屋里面所有巴比伦的宫殿全部烧到没,以后都没人住,真的成为粪堆。At that night,
all his palace were burned down and become rubbles.
这个属世的巴比伦就是这样亡国。
This is the fall of Babylon.
但係啟示錄裏邊話過喺第十七章、第十八章裏邊話過有個屬靈嘅巴比倫喺末世時代會再興起出嚟。
But this is the fall of the Babylon in here, but in Revelations, chapter 17-18, it talks about the rising of the Babylon. This is a spiritual meaning of the Babylon.
下次會同大家講下。
And I will share with you next time.
下次會講下呢個嘅屬靈嘅巴比倫、末世嘅巴比倫係點建立嘅咧？
And it talks about this spiritual Babylon. How was it established?
明明以賽亞書十三章已經話呢個巴比倫永不被建造嘅啦嘛。
You know, it's clearly stated in Isaiah that chapter 13, that Babylon has what it fall.
點解仲會有個巴比倫大城？
And why would there be another the Greek city of Babylon in the
Revelation? 係咪而家奧巴馬喺嗰度起翻啊？
Was it Babylon reestablished?
會唔會咧？
Would it be reestablished?
當然係唔會啦。
Of course, it would not be rebuilt.
真正嘅城市係永遠唔會再起翻㗎啦。
This city had already become a rubble. It
would
not
rebuild. 但啟示錄十七章、十八章話，將來有一個嘅屬靈嘅或者一個宗教組織咧，係仿效巴比倫嗰個城市嘅奢華。
But in Revelation, it talks about there's a religious type of a spiritual Babylon.
Will
follow the deeds were done in the old time of the Babylon.
賺大錢，希望。
They were greedy. They make a lot of money.
同國際嘅拿住大權嘅角度嚟到拉攏。
He allies with other countries. To hold powers,
同埋殺害呢個聖徒
，and they persecute saint Christians.
到底呢個組織係點嚟
？How did this organization come about？
下次會同大家繼續再分享。
So I can share that with you next time.
好啦，我哋今日一個結束嘅禱告。
We'll have a word of prayer.
天父，我哋感謝你為我哋預備你自己嘅話語。
Lord, we thank you for your words you have prepared for us. We know that when people, while they were having pride and arrogance, a disaster would come upon them. Even the king of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, they were under your judgment. We thank you that Daniel is a faithful servant. Daniel pointed out to the king that you are arrogant and you are
have a stiff
heart. Even the king of Nebuchadnezzar, he was subdued by your hands.
主啊，如果我哋嘅生命在天平里边称斤上，我相信都系有好多亏欠会称到出嚟。
Yeah, also we can reflect to our life that if our deeds will weight in the scale, we have a similar outcome. We also believe that all the deeds we do deserve death.
但主，我哋感謝你。
But we thanks you.
你為我哋預備咗救恩。
Because you have prepared a salvation for us.
在十架裏邊，你成就咗呢個救恩。
In the cross, you have accomplished the salvation.
以無罪嘅代替咗我哋嘅有罪。
The sinners pay for the sinful.
So, 主，我哋今日就求你使到我哋当中，如果仲系未接受你做个人救主嘅
，Lord, we pray to you that for those individual hasn't come to you as Lord and Savior.
主啊，求你等佢哋睇到审判嘅临近。
I pray that you open their eyes to see the punishment is coming.
审判嘅一定系会发生。
The judgment is coming. It will happen.
唯一嘅方法，我哋就係逃避審判。
The only way for us is to avoid the judgment.
求主憐憫我哋。
We pray that you will show us the mercy.
感謝祈求奉我主耶穌基督嘅名求。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
最後有啲想同大家分享嘅，咁啊，我今次去温哥華啦，咁啊，循例都會去唐人街嘅嚇。
I'd like to share a few things with you when I was in Vancouver. I used to go to Chinatown.
咁喺奇化街同埋緬街當中，有間好大嘅商業樓宇。
In that
Kiefer.
In Kiefer, Main Street, there's a big commercial building.
Now the
commercial building is all vacant.
賭館佔成層嘅又搬咗啦。
all the people move out from those commercial buildings.
咁啊，既然啲葵仔搬咗之後，種子又搬埋嚇，種子出版社咧賣聖經嘅，亦都搬埋啦。
And even some of those Christian bookstore will also move out.
咁啊，另外連下低嗰個喺正即係角落頭最靚嘅嗰個鋪位都空埋。
Even in the best location in the corner, is also moved out.
咁啊，我相信咧係大部分咧已經空曬㗎啦。
I believe that whole建築物。The whole commercial building will all.
佢就寫係點樣咧？佢話而家歡迎人嚟到租，但係只俾短期租約。
And the advertisement to lure people in, it was that you're welcome to rent the place, but only pay a small rental.
短期嘅租喎，唔係長期租約喎。
Short-term fees, yeah. Short-term lease.
咁我今日咧我就諗下啦，我話我哋人生都好似短期租約嘅啫，係咪
？So today I'm thinking about that. Our life is just like short-term lease.
你有冇做生意㗎
？Anyone here a businessman？
係咪最緊要係個租約㗎？係咪
？The key is a lease.
咁我哋租約幾時完啊
？When is your lease？
啊，仲有七年，好啦，咁樣啊，可唔可以再 renew 啊？唔知道啦，係啦，嗱，始終都係弊喎。咁有冇一啲租約係隨時業主收翻㗎
？Is any rental property that your owner can take over your properties right away？
有啲咁樣就話咧。斷月計嘅
，some of the lease is a monthly lease。
業主咧可三個月內通知咧，你要走噶啦，有冇咁嘅租約啊
？Some of the owner can kick you out in three months with three months notice。
咁我諗下，我哋人生咪好似咁咯？醫生話你誒得三個月命咯，對唔對？神就快收翻你租約噶啦。
And just like life is just like that. Sometimes the doctor said you only got three months life, and that God will take you back。
咪有啲啊，七年租約、十七年租約啊、廿七年租約，唔知啦嚇。唔知幾多999年期啦，算你啊！咁始終有人要收翻租約噶嘛，對唔對
？And some 5 years, 7 years, and some 99 years, but one day the lease will expire.
但有啲人咧，可能佢翻工咧，發覺業主換咗個鎖噶咯喎。
And sometimes people might think that one day they go back to work and they find that the office key will change.
個業主啊！鎖咗佢啊！唔准佢再嚟開鋪啊！知唔知點解啊
？The landlord changed the key and do not allow them to open their business again.
第一，佢冇租約。
First was he did not even have a lease.
第二，佢爭租。
The second, he did not pay the rent.
所以業主就忽然間就係殺手鐧啦，刪咗佢。
So that's why
夜晚就夜晚揾人嚟換鎖。
So that's why and at night the landlord get a locksmith to change the lock of the key.
咁我諗翻我温哥華嗰個短期租約啊嚇。
So I think about the Vancouver short-term lease, just like life.
啊，咁啊 ，Simon 好啲欠債累累啦，爭即係爭大家幾多啫，係嘛？係嘛？呢啲債即係點啊？福音嘅債還幾多還唔清啦，對唔對？係咪
？Just like Simon thinking that he owe a lot to the brother and sister on the gospel.
啊，我可以話我對你哋每個人都欠一啲噶嘛。
And I owe you a lot about the gospel debt.
我同你哋簽約噶喎。
I haven't signed a lease with you.
咪忽然間你哋今日話嚟收翻我租約咪弊
？And one day you say that your lease expired.
我哋唔知嘅，我哋真係。
We have to think about it.
我哋聖經話福音啊點啊？保羅話無論係花外人、聰明人、愚痴人，我都欠佢哋嘅債啊！你係欠債嘅。
We are owed.
欠福音嘅債啊
！We are owed to peoples on gospel debt.
所以保羅，我傳言將福音而家傳俾你在羅馬嘅人。
So that's why Paul said, "We'll preach that to the Romans."
今日你如果你係未信耶穌嘅，我欠你嘅債。
So
我欠你福音嘅債。
As today that if you have not accept Christ yet, I owe you a gospel debt.
如果你又收翻我租約嘅話咧，我唔點噶啦。我冇交租啊。
If you demand me to
如果我唔清楚將福音話俾聽嘅話，神話點啊？神話我係要定罪啊！懶惰在耶和華面前嘅必受咒坐啊
！If I have not clearly explained the gospel to you, and I will be judged under God.
我咪就好似一個商人，我咪好似一個商人係唔交租咯。
If I were lazy to preach the gospel,
隨時一日翻工，我發覺就係門鎖換咗噶啦。
And
神收翻我啊！神話我玩完啊
！If I were lazy, then God
神話我夠鐘啊！會
One day we say your time is up, we'll take you back。
我哋真係唔知啊
！We don't know what the time is。
親愛弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
天國將近，我哋要悔改。
the kingdom is come. We should repent.
台座當中受浸咗嘅，我恭喜你。
I want to congratulate those who have baptized.
但你要明白呢個受浸只不過是係你信仰個開始嘅第行嘅第一步。
But I want you to remember that baptism is just the beginning of the walk
with
Christ.
你繼續要睇神嘅話語啊。
You still have to study God's word.
但你啊，如果仲係未接受水禮嘅話，我求主憐憫憐憫你。
If you
你快啲受浸歸主啊！
If you still hasn't been baptized, I pray to God to show you the mercy that you will immediately think about
being baptized.
We don't know whether we'll have the same consequence of the king of Belshazzar. In Vancouver, I met my sister. My sister's children are also studying medicine.
咁佢話最驚係咩咧？就係好難先醫好個病人，但醫好咗之後個病人行出街俾車車死喎。
His worry as a doctor was that it takes a long time to cure his patient, but he what's the dreadful thing was that after the patient was cured, he got killed by an accident, car accident.
我唔想大家咁樣啊！真係好好心咁，即係我哋。將你帶到神嘅話語，但係忽然間神話：我今日收回你性命，你點算
？And similar is that, I share the gospel with you.
無知嘅，我今日收回你嘅靈魂嘅話，你所籌算嘅歸於誰啊
？And also that all of a sudden you were taken by God, and then all your worry, and all the bad, all the things, what would happen?
我哋每人都要預備迎見神。
And we also should be prepared every day.
多謝大家今日先。
Thank you.